Early Electromix is a series to document the history of experimental electronic music from the 50s to the 80s. Pioneers who paved the way for what was to become techno, ambient, electronica, and most of what we are listening to. Essential Culture on air every Tuesday from 11 to 12 a.m.
WGXE underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, arthouse films, live music, and more. Plus, advance notice of close-up conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Socrates, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org/support. That's upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tina Sharp of Hillsdale, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Diane Baldwin reports in the Upstater that Columbia Memorial Health COPAG Rapid Care Center at 283 Mountain View Road may reopen. COPAG Town Supervisor Jeanne Mettler said at an October 12th meeting that what was the only medical care facility in southeastern Columbia County would reopen in January. The facility has been closed for almost a year, with officials citing problems staffing the center and financial issues. Officials in COPAG, Hillsdale, Ancram, Gallatin, and Taconic have asked for the facility to reopen. Officials from those towns met with hospital officials, saying that their residents would be forced to travel 30 minutes or more to Hudson, Great Barrington, Massachusetts, or Sharon, Connecticut. And in another development, Columbia Memorial Health spokesperson William Van Slyke said, and I quote, "The CMH Foundation is now accepting donations specifically to support COPAG Rapid Care Services. Any donors wishing to contribute can simply indicate in their memo section of their check that the funds are for COPAG Rapid Care, and anyone donating online will find a drop box on the donation page that identifies the COPAG Rapid Care Center," end quote. Read more about this story in the Upstater. Molly Burke reports that Governor Kathy Hochul signed bills on October 25th strengthening rights of owners of manufactured and modular homes. Hochul said the homes are a, and I quote, "key source of affordable housing," end quote, in New York. Hochul said, and I quote, "the legislative package is our state's latest tool to support New Yorkers in manufactured home parks, a key source of affordable housing in our state. I thank the bill sponsors for their partnership in supporting this critical path to affordable home ownership for countless New York families," end quote. One bill strengthens the right of first refusal for owners of manufactured homes. Another bill authorizes mortgages and mortgage pool insurance for modular and manufactured homes. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Bill Mitchell reports for News 10 that police around the state are increasing patrols on Halloween weekend. The holiday is Tuesday, with many public and private events over the weekend. Law enforcement officials will set up sobriety checkpoints and DWI patrols, and will be also on the lookout for motorists using their phones while driving. In 2022, New York State Police issued 11,601 tickets around the Halloween holiday and arrested 189 people for DWI. State troopers also responded to over 1,000 accidents statewide, including 3 fatalities. Police also remind drivers that small children will be out looking for candy this weekend, crossing streets and on sidewalks. Read more about this story at the News 10 website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC Weekend Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a mostly sunny Saturday with a temperature high near 75 degrees and a south wind at 6 to 9 miles an hour becoming northeast in the afternoon. Tonight, it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 45 degrees and a northwest wind at 7 to 11 miles per hour. On Sunday, there will be a chance of showers before 11 a.m., then rain, mainly after 11 a.m. The temperature high will be around 49 degrees and a north wind around 7 miles an hour becoming east in the afternoon. On Sunday night, there will be rain before 2 a.m., then showers after 2 a.m. The temperature low will be around 47 degrees. And on Monday, showers mainly before 2 p.m., and the temperature high will be near 51 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia County.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jeff Economy of Kingston, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
About the Campbell. Did you?
I got it.
Campbell appeared. Hitting him.
Hello there. Is that Eddie?
Oh, hello. Who's that, Professor?
Yeah, man. What's happening there in England?
Oh, damn good to hear you, Helby. Nothing at all, save a boring bloody music on the radio. And you know how one loves one's black music.
You mean they're playing the same thing that they were playing 5 years ago?
Same old thing, dear fellow.
Oh, shit. What, so you ain't got no choice on the radio?
Well, no choice is no bloody choice, you know? So, Al, what are you doing at the moment yourself, old fellow?
I've got some new stuff, man. I wanna bring it out. I wanna get it played over there. I think the people ought to hear it, you know?
What is it like? What is it exactly?
Well, you could call it what you like. I don't have a name for it, but it sounds something like this. Have a listen.
Number 10.
Here's 2023 music from the band Black Duck. It's called Of the Lit Backyards. Thank you.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Nine.
Next up, we have 2023 new music from local band Jaded Azurides. That's Columbia County poet Karen Schomer and legendary bassist Mike Watt. Here is the song Songed from their 2023 release, Number Six.
In the blue motel of sleep, on the purple beat, a hand touches the piano key. I dip beneath layers, deep layers of voices. Emerge into a hallway, closed doors of bedrooms, brass knobs with mechanisms designed to stop me. Rooms with mothers and fathers, sofas, rugs, mantelpieces. The complete Yale Shakespeare. Surprising heaviness of small blue books. I whisper to the books. It is fortunate that I touched him in the blue motel of sleep.
Number
8
Coming to the Half Moon in Hudson, Baba Commandant.
Satemoto, Satemoto, Akritiala,
Ça t'est mon retour, gros qui est l'onique. Ça t'est mon retour. L'on est à la haut. Moi, ça t'est mon retour, qui est pas mort. Moi, j'en tout, il est là, gros, tu es bien, t'es Kuni yena kuye beta ye ni chena bebe babulo.
Seven. One half of it red gold, the lower half of silver. Its porch is of white bronze, and its threshold copper, and of the wings of white yellow birds is its thatch, I think. Its candlesticks are golden, with a candle of great purity, with a gem of precious stone in the middle of the house. But for myself and the High Queen, none of us are sad. none of us are sad. A household there without old age, with yellow crested hair. Every man is a chess player. There are good companies there, without exclusion.
From the 2023 album Murmurs and Whispers, that was Kopeck's PG6 with I Have a House.
Number
6.
Next on the WGXC community radio station, we're going to hear from Gary's Dream, a band based in the Catskills, with a new album out in 2023. Band consists of Aviva Sky on vocals, Shelby Serrano on drums, Wesley Harper on keyboards and synth, and Ryan Serrano on guitar. Here is the band Gary's Dream and their song To the Moon on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Sleep.
That's the Remembrance Quintet, including Daniel Carter on reeds and Luke Stewart on bass, with Whirlwind from their 2023 album, Do You Remember?
Number
4. Next, we have 2023 music from the album The Intrinsic Nature of Ship from jazz pianist Matthew Ship. This is Jazz Frequency from Matthew Ship. Thank you.
number
three.
'23 new music from Hudson-based band Babehoven there. That's songwriter Maya Bon and collaborator Ryan Albert in Babehoven.
Number
two.
Next we hear 2023 local music from Aaron Dyer from the band Buke and Gaze. This is a collaboration with Stargaze. The song is called Define.
Just try me, 'cause I know you're doing nothing, so come.
number
one.
So-called injection of the air into the esophagus. Immediately afterwards, you will hear the basic sounds formed.
Oishii potato, tabetai na. Oishii kukari, tohagetai na. Soura ga tara. Kanaro元気だな。とことぼ歩いた道端で見たことある。ある人たちの上下左右に広がって門が見たい。上のおいしいポテトを食べたいな。おいしくカリッと揚げたいな。 空が空と揚げたいな。豊かな湖、釣り人、ウキウキ食べつぶし、走り出す。一人で野山を駆け巡る。こたつで野山を。美味しいポテトを食べたいな。 おいしくカリッと揚げたいな。空がカラッと明るいな。ピチピチ魚も元気だな。おいしいポテトを食べたいな。おいしくカリッと揚げたいな。